Hello, and welcome to the Inspirational Phone Line presented by the Deacons of Second Presbyterian Church, Indianapolis, Indiana, for the week of November 8th, 2020. I don't know about you, but I'm tired. The previous week has been the end of what has been countless days, weeks, months of endless rhetoric, claims, disclaims, hyperbole, countless social media posts, never-ending talking heads on television proclaiming one candidate or candidates over the other. And now the election is over, and perhaps we'll have quiet for some time. I'm hoping so, but I'm also inspired. Why? We've been given an opportunity, no matter whose candidate won, whether your man or woman won or my man or woman won, we have an opportunity now to begin anew, to work for the good of our brothers and our sisters, no matter who they are or where they are. We are all one in Christ under God. Once again, why am I inspired? Well, the sun still comes up in the east, sets in the west. I'm sitting here watching the bluebirds fly from nest box to nest box. I watch the butterflies in the bushes. There is a huge tortoise that lives in my daughter's backyard. He makes his way slowly across the yard from underneath the banana tree to the blueberry bushes. I watch the ripples on the pond. I watch the fish feed. I watch the lizards fly across the deck, across the patio. And I know that God is still with us. He will provide for us. And it's up to us to make this world a better place for all. We need to mend our fences. We need to change our swords into plowshares. We need to work hard to improve conditions for every person on God's earth. Why do I sound so inspired? And why am I talking about lizards and obviously not in Indiana, but I'm sitting on the deck of my daughter's home in Jacksonville, Florida. And 5 nights ago, she gave birth to her first child, a young son. And as I held him in my arms, what came to me was from Luke at the birth of another son. When the angels proclaimed, "Peace on earth, goodwill to all." And that's what I wish now for us and for my young grandson. Well, I hope you have a nice week, and I hope you can find some inspiration in these words and also some inspiration in your life by the events that surround you. We hope to see you soon. Amen.